Last time on Painted Black. Brian loves it when they say the title of the movie, so I believe him.
Yeah.
Like, they said it!
Mm-hmm. Woo! Yeah. That's what I came for.
They said Battleship.
They did. They did Die Hard with a vengeance.
It was a good day to Die Hard.
Man, those movies really putted out.
It is a building shaped as two people fucking doggy style.
Book a room there, and then do some fucking. It'll be very meta.
Like, I fucking room that looks like a room's fucking another room.
Yeah. Right.
I stayed in the ball sack room.
Yeah.
Yep. I like a room the nuts, please.
This actually says Philippines when I scroll down.
The Philippines? In a mansion?
In a hotel. He was screaming, smashing.
I get the reference.
It's a Noriega joke, you white motherfucker.
Yeah. Whatever.
The only one that got us like, oh, that's super.
Thank you, Cass. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Paint It Black podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Bird.
And that's me.
Yo,
what's up?
What's going on, man?
We got another room full of dude.
Sausage Fest, man. a little bit of labor, Sausage Fest, because Lou just did a little guest spot today.
Yeah, I was just on Bold and Belligerent. Had a good time over there. Mm-hmm. Some fucked up individuals, man.
Well, let's get this out of the way. I'm Pete, and that's Brian.
Yo,
and there's Lou.
Yo, yo.
And Lou was on Bold and Belligerent.
That's right. They're a rowdy fucking bunch, man.
And we like those dudes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for a man that hasn't been on the show in a long, long time.
Long time.
Long, long time.
You know that rapper KZ's always worried about? There he is, number one rapper from Painted Black. He's not terrible. He's Justin Herman.
Can't even follow that. We actually been I've been keeping up the story of Justin Herman via.
Oh really?
Yeah, man.
I'm an image, like.
You
don't want to know this shit. This
well, no. The last story we told was that chick said you had the wimpy dick.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
I want to say, can you fire back a shot or two?
Yeah.
I mean, who the fuck is she to say that?
It's not wimpy.
Did she have like some banana tits or something? You could say.
I don't know. She tells me other.
She had a loopy coos. Yeah.
Well, of course she would. Good try, buddy.
Also here today, we got Brad back.
Hey, everyone.
All right. Answer the question on everyone's minds. Have you gotten that Ching Chong Bing Bong love?
It's a tough uphill battle here, man.
So, no.
Fucking
no.
That's a big no. That's a big N-O for sure.
All right. Have you eaten Chinese in the past 6 months?
100%.
All right. At least that was that.
Wait, you ate her out and didn't? Now I'm confused.
Baby steps.
Baby steps.
One thing at a time, man.
He's just going to order a little bit of Chinese, and then he's going to try to fuck a bitch.
Well, you'll just be hungry later. That's what they always say.
Mm-hmm. He's going to slip her a fortune with his phone number.
Says Ninja Vanish on it.
Yeah. That's what he plans on doing in the morning.
Never call ever again.
Yo, wait, well, I mean bragging. Hang on, where's Jill to make fun of how Cass never fucks her?
Oh, no. She got a better job. No. She got a better job, but she can't associate with us anymore.
Damn. Once we hit record, Jay Herman fitting with that hot fire, man.
I mean, me and Brad are getting the attacks. I got us, Brad. Don't worry about it.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that was everyone's week. Final week of summer. What are we doing for it?
Going to the beach tomorrow, man. One last time.
There you go.
Last time we went, actually on Labor Day, we saw a party of really two guys just drink a bottle of vodka to their head and get into a fucking beach fight, which I've never seen before.
That's awesome. Just the two of them?
Yeah, they got.
Were they teaming up or were they fighting each other?
They were fighting each other.
That's even better.
And this, when we were walking by, because we packed up, we're like, oh, well, time to go. We packed up our stuff and we're walking by, and this guy's just yelling at his girlfriend, like, you never supported me. I don't care if you leave. So, and then when we were walking out, the cops were coming in, so that guy had a bad weekend.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Definitely got arrested for a 3-day weekend.
Those beach cops are tough.
Oh, yeah. No one's around to let him out.
That wasn't beach cops. They were Suffolk's finest, and they were going to be pretty annoyed about walking on the beach with their fucking shoes. He probably caught the nightstick in back of the fucking
Got domed.
You think I like sitting in my fucking shoes? Wah, wah. You know Suffolk cops are real when they're beating up white people.
I was going to ask that. What race were they? But there it is.
There it is.
I imagine they were Polish. That was stupid.
I actually saw
you found the racism in it. Good on you.
I saw a crazy cop thing the other day. There was like 9 cops outside, like an ambulance. Some dude got hit over the head with a bottle. And 2 undercover cops come, and instead of like discussing shit with the cops, there's these 2 hot girls on the sideline, and they just start talking to the 2 hot girls for about 45 minutes while all this crazy shit's
Where
going
was this?
On. This is in Astoria. So this is New York City's finest.
NYPD.
So, using that badge to get pussy.
They got their priorities straight.
Arrest him, they stole my purse.
Choke out that black guy and get that girl's number.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Lou, what can we expect from your time on Bald and Belligerent? What kind of things did you discuss there?
They asked me a bunch of shit about the comic.
Nice.
Just comic books in general, trying to get that nerd info out of me. I got them to admit to a lot of just debaucherous shit.
Doesn't sound like that would be that hard knowing those guys.
It was borderline bestiality over there, man.
I mean, we got a mannequin up in here, so.
Oh, we should address the fucking mannequin. Yeah, the sixth man. Brian?
Yes?
Why did you spend money on this mannequin?
Well, KZ retired. He's out the game. It was, you know, that the last one was just too hot for him. people coming at him a little bit hard, and now, you know, he's got to get out the game a little bit till shit clears up.
So you bought a mannequin to hang your jumpsuit on?
Well, he's retired. And, well, that's just a reminder that he could always come back, maybe.
Lou, I suggest you Instagram that or something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, how did you get this thing?
I wore the outfit,
y'all.
With your dollar bills, y'all.
KZ had that trait, second best paper.
All right, how much for the mannequin?
Like $60.
How much for the outfit?
That's like $300.
How much for the glasses?
That's counting. Oh, well, shit. I didn't even know that. Dan got me a Rap Like Phoenix got KZ that present for her Christmas. So I don't know how much that cost.
So that's an expensive ass waste of space right there.
It looks better than King Petrel. I mean, so whatever.
You
want to
fuck that or something?
Justin, bring the Kim Cattrall humor, taking her down
you're
a peg.
You're getting real harsh on my mannequin, man. That mannequin's worth more than your wardrobe.
This room's small enough, man.
I know its presence is looming over you, but don't worry, it won't attack you. It's
not
real.
You wasted really comfortable pants.
I mean, I am a little uncomfortable right next to her like this, man. I'm gonna say it's right here, man.
It's coming at you, bro.
I mean, the arm is tucked in over here, so I'm not too worried about the left, but the right, I'm not really sure.
Brad looks like he's getting cozy with a Toe Jam and Earl character or something.
Fuck yeah.
It is kind of ominous. I feel like it's looking right at me.
I actually have a styrofoam head coming, so it's going to get a little weirder.
I'm coming to get you, Lee. Don't you run away. Oh, man.
The head will definitely make it like 100% creepy.
Complete, yeah.
I'm waiting for that thing to just turn around and be like, hi, Brad.
Oh, God.
How you doing?
You're talking bubbles?
Yeah. What was this puppet's name?
I don't even remember. That's a deep cut in that show.
All right. Damn. What do you say we get started?
Yeah. Yeah.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, from the invisible airways of the Planet Black Studios, here is the news.
What news would be complete without the story of a drunk man? Mm-hmm. Oregon guy, 23. He was on a plane, got very drunk, peed on everybody. But he was flying from Anchorage to Portland. He lived there.
Was there no bathroom on the plane?
Well, about 30 minutes before they landed, he started peeing between the cracks of the seat. Onto the passengers in front of him.
Okay.
That's how it started.
Wow, this guy got a lot of pee.
Then he fell backwards and this did a sprinkler effect.
He tried to get his mouth like
just started hitting everybody, their bags, their belongings. He was arrested, obviously. I love the term, by the way, of what do they call it? Offensive littering.
That's what they arrested him
for? That's the legal term.
You're getting arrested for littering. That than whipping your,
offensive litter.
Well, that's that. I'd rather they call it that than whipping your dick out.
That's that natural litter, though.
Yeah.
It comes out of the bottom, man.
It's that straight pee-pee litter.
That shit helps the environment.
But we hear that a lot every time somebody defecates anywhere.
I'd rather it be pee than poop.
Yeah, but let me ask you this. Would you rather be peed on a plane or have that guy in front of you pull that seat back on you, man?
If he starts spraying doo-doo between the seats? No.
No, man. That shit's super annoying, man.
I do hate it when they pull the seat back, and it's much more likely than getting peed on.
I thought you were going to give me like... I thought you were gonna give
me
that
like does a, happen like 90% of the
time. Would you rather that guy run and pee on you on the plane or 9/11 or something like that?
Wow. I had to bring 9/11 never forget. For a week.
It's a week ago, man. Well, it was Lou's birthday last week. It was right after 9/11. It was the 12th.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Lou.
Yeah. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Lou.
Official. You want to do a 9/11 story?
Sure.
While we're here?
Let's do it.
Anybody know who Steve Renazzisi is?
Oh, yeah. From the league.
From the league.
He
got in some hot water this week when he's been talking a lot of shit to a lot of interviewers that he was in the first tower. And he fled for his life right before it collapsed. Somebody decided to take this D-list celebrity down a peg. And reveal that he was not, in fact, anywhere near the Twin Towers at the time.
What a hater.
Lying motherfucker.
He claimed he was at the Merrill Lynch offices, which they didn't have an office. Anyway, he admitted it. He wasn't really there. Lost that precious, precious Buffalo Wild Wings deal he's got going.
Oh, shit.
And
he lost the black card for unlimited boneless wings?
Oh, yeah.
No!
And quote-unquote craft beers. Sam Adams.
You'd feel really bad, though, if you had, like, the black card for Buffalo Wild Wings where you just get carte blanche in any Buffalo Wild Wings, and they took that shit away.
I also wouldn't lie about being there on 9/11, though.
I got you that black card. It was worth it.
I gotta agree with Katz. I don't think that's what got him the black card, though.
It helped. He wasn't that funny. He was just like, I was in 9/11. He's great.
He's my least favorite guy on the league, so that doesn't carry much mileage. And I'm not hating on him too much. I'm sure he's a funny guy, but... Who really...
He ain't Rafi.
Who went out of their way to take this guy down a peg?
Probably somebody who heard the 9/11 story one too many times.
It's like, bullshit.
And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna double check.
Do you think like every interview he does, he's like 9/11?
No,
9/11.
It's in his comedy bit. He uses it in his routine.
Does he really? I know he has a special though.
I mean, it's a comedy bit. People say all kinds of shit in their comedy bit.
Yeah,
every comedian. Like, so I was at the mall today. No, you weren't.
But his whole bag is like,
fuck you, that's my setup, guy.
Yeah, but this guy's like, I saw it was there on 9/11. No, you weren't.
Well, what was the joke?
I don't know. Brad?
Was it a good joke?
Well, the whole story behind it was that he left and kind of like moved to California after that whole happened. Because
he pursued his dream.
Yeah.
Like because of 9/11.
Yeah, he was like, I'm getting out. I'm going over there and, you know.
So instead of making a lot of money working for a bank, he decided to somehow become a D-list actor.
Yeah, okay, he lied.
Yeah, I guess so.
So what did he really do during 9/11? Was he like, he saw the tower crash, like, 3-day weekend?
He did what the rest of us did. He watched the news for, like, 48 hours straight.
Yeah.
Smoked butts. It was like...
The only difference is we were all...
Traffic's going to be hell on the way home.
You were in high school.
Yeah, you guys were. That's true.
We were in college.
2001, then.
Brian was home.
Yep, yeah, this guy was...
I was actually in Farmingdale.
Were you? You were in college at that point?
Yeah, they canceled school that day. I was like, yeah.
Well, that's right. I think we talked about that.
I remember PD came over, was like, because of 9/11, and... He was like, yo, let's play some Madden. I was like, bro, fucking, they hit the towers. The first one fell. This one's wobbling. He's like, you want to play Madden? I'm like,
let's play with the Giants. Let's win.
Different guy. Like, it's on live television.
I actually remember going to your house afterward. This is in the height of the drinking days, like early 20s drinking days. And there were two attitudes at your place where everyone hung out. And it was, I remember a friend of ours, we'll go nameless, Martin. Going, we're joining the fucking army. We're going to go throw rocks at Sitar. I'm like, that's an Indian restaurant, you moron.
Well, regardless, he threw rocks at Sitar.
You just want to throw something at some
black. At least he's an activist, right? Yeah.
He was singing God Bless America as he did it.
Do you think that the Indian people there were mad that because they didn't even get the race right? They were just like, are we getting residual 9/11 hate? We hate those people.
I'm pretty sure that was a thing.
Can you imagine that? That'd be like, wrong.
Read a book about Gandhi, assholes.
Yeah, fucking American flag shirts sales skyrocketed in like the Indian community.
Bruce Springsteen CDs.
In the windows, too. They always put the flag up in the windows every time.
Oh, it's like when Apu was trying to become an American citizen on The Simpsons. He's like, howdy, partner.
Yeah. Like, they had to identify. It's like, no, we're friendly. He's like, right away, because people were doing some gnarly shit, man.
They're all talking like John Wayne.
Yeah.
Pilgrim.
I don't have a John Wayne impression, but that just made me laugh.
That was a good one. You got another one under the belt, man.
Let's go. I got Gilbert Gottfried and the Duke. I got
Wait. I want to hear a Gilbert Gottfried.
You don't want to hear.
All right, let's do a fucked up story. I want to remind everyone again, Lou sends these to me.
Yeah.
So let's hear about how Egypt fucked up and murdered a lot of people.
Yeah.
Could be good.
They killed 12 people that they suspected of being terrorists. Turns out it was just a Mexican tourist convoy.
Ain't that a bitch? getting brown hate in the brown country? Yeah. That's fucked up.
When the Egyptians open fire, go, brown people, fire!
It's like... We're not that different, guy.
Right.
They fucking mowed these people down thinking they were a terrorist envoy. It was a tour group that had admittedly gone outside of the normal tour route, but they still fucking killed all these people.
I mean, they got maybe a little outside the lane in the desert they were
walking. They went into
through,
what's like, called the banned area.
This is unregulated sand. You can't be here. Get out of the sand. Go back to that sand.
I mean, we probably do this shit, like...
Constantly?
20 times a day. It doesn't make the news, so...
Bro, I actually... Me and Edler, who was formerly on the show, and Lippy, who was formerly on the show, we all went to the Intrepid, and there was no one at the front gate, so we had our own private Intrepid tour. Until at one point, we were, like, towards the end, and some guy's like, what the fuck are you people doing in here? We're like, we never met anyone on our way in here. It was kind of like those, like, tiptoeing at first, since no one was there. We were like, kind of like, oh, well, we'll keep it good. We're not going to do anything weird. And then all of a sudden, like, at the end of the tour, we're climbing up the crow's nest.
But you and Edler, white guys, I'm sure the only reason you got caught at all was Lippy, who's, like, tan.
It's like, you two, put your fucking hands up. Yeah.
Lippy can grow a fro, is all I'm saying. I'm sure he was the red flag on that one.
Realistically, the guy came out of the room and he's like, what the fuck is this?
We did that at the, what was it? The Air Force Museum or whatever. The one in Farmingdale.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Aeronautics. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they had a big, like, fighter jet display, and this is fucking forever ago.
Did you just hop in?
Me and Brian and our respective girlfriends walked in without paying the entrance fee, and then they were like, hey, you guys want to try out flak jackets and sit in the gun turrets? And they're like... Yeah, fuck it. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
And say, take that, crowd.
White people privilege.
It's nice.
All right, what's up next?
Florida guy.
Shocking.
Tried to score some drugs. This story got a little confusing when I read it, so Lou, help me out with if I fuck this up.
Sure.
But he met a guy at a 7-Eleven, apparently, and they got to talking.
Yeah.
Exchange numbers. They decided, hey,
anyone who ever came up to me at 7-Eleven and tried to start a conversation with me, I'd be like, stop at 7-Eleven, bro. I don't need
just trying to get a Slurpee. Yeah.
I don't need any new friends, man. I'm out of here.
Yeah, buy your Mountain Dew and away with you.
Yeah, I don't know. 7-Eleven is like a bathroom. You just don't talk to nobody, man, when you're in there. Just try not do your thing, get your shit, pay, and get out of there, man. Like,
I had a woman talking to me the other day at a 7-Eleven. She was buying about $40 worth of lotto tickets. And in my head, I'm going, you're an idiot. And in her... She's talking to me going, you got to be in it to win it. Got to be in it to win it.
She put her ticket under the thing. It was like, wee 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 win for life. She's like, fuck you, Rando. Yeah, I'm out.
This woman was in, like, ripped up sweatpants. I don't think she was doing too hot.
Smelled like cats.
Smelled like cats.
Well, better than $40 worth of condoms.
And 7-Eleven, I actually keep 7-Eleven, like, etiquette. As, like, urinal etiquette. Like, if a guy is in the sandwich lane, I'm just getting beef jerky, man. I'm not going to go anywhere near that guy's lane.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And you do want to throw a bottle at anybody buying lotto, right?
The lotto thing?
It's annoying. It's annoying when it takes forever.
I don't care if they're buying it, but when they're, like, trying to, like, did I win?
Yeah, that guy.
It's like, oh, God, you lost, guy. You know you lost. Yeah.
Who buys a scratcher, walks 3 feet over, scratches it, and then buys another scratcher. or you worse off, uses the $2 he made off that scratcher to buy another scratcher.
It says I won $2 in scratchers, so can I get $10 with scratchers, please? Yeah. Free ticket.
It's the worst thing on the planet. Except for genocide.
And I'm about to say, it pays for education, so.
Except for a lot of things. Shut up. Right. Anyway, this guy met a guy at a 7-Eleven. They became texting buddies, apparently. One of them, this main guy here, or William Lambertson, hit up the other guy going, hey, man, I could really use some drugs right about now. The guy goes, who is this? Send me a picture. I don't recognize you. Sends him a picture.
Dick pic later.
No, guess what? This other guy's a cop.
Oh, no.
So cop guy goes to other guy and says, hey, you know if I can score some blow? Guy goes, yeah, I'll meet you. He shows up with a ton of blow and they arrest him.
That's so dick. Like, you're going after this small-time dude. Like, how many cop hours were wasted on that? For real.
Well, not like, many. He kind of knew it was a hit.
Well, this guy hit, like, the fucking cop jackpot. It wasn't just any old cop. It was, like, the narcotics chief.
That is true.
So you know he was going to bust him.
It's a freebie.
Somebody tells me this dude was in 7-Eleven like a fucking drug fiend, and he's all fucking cracked out, and the cop went up and started talking to him like a friend.
I at least wish that the cop was just like with another cop, and he was like, I bet you I could arrest anyone in this place. Give me 30 days. How much?
Guy walks up, you got any blow?
I can do 12 meows.
I'll arrest that guy in 30 days for $1,000. All right, on. Boom.
He probably sent a bunch of text messages like, yo, do you want coke? Do you want coke? Do you want coke? Do you want coke? Do you want coke?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, let's do a local story. New York City bus driver arrested for getting drunk and then taking his bus on a joyride on the Northern State Parkway on Long Island.
Oh, you can't have a bus on there, right?
No.
On his day off. Now, the story meanders a little bit, but you get the broad.
Maybe you don't got another car.
This guy got drunk, went to work, drove his bus out of there onto Long Island, onto the Northern State where you're not allowed to have a bus, and was just swerving all over the place. Traffic's bad enough on the Northern State, damn it!
Wait, so there's no like checks and balances with these people taking these buses out?
Or apparently not.
Does he own a bus and just bought a route? Like what, how does that work? I don't know. I have no idea about the bus community.
I think he just went to the depot and just hijacked that shit, man.
I'm going to take my bus. Oh, yeah. For a drive. That's good. Don't worry.
I don't know. I've seen, like, buses in people's houses before, like school buses.
People own
buses.
Yeah,
but they're killing time.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is fucking New York Transit. It's not a fucking school bus.
That's what I'm getting. Oh, it's New York Transit. Oh.
Yeah.
People take the bus on Long Island?
Yeah, it's at the mall, guy. No.
You see buses everywhere. This is a New York City transit bus.
Immigrants got to get around. Right? Oh,
my God. Normally, I don't honor your statements, but you should see the bus in the morning.
Oh, my God.
When it pulls up.
I pass by bus stops, so I agree. I know.
Blasting ranchero music.
Look, I mean, can I get at least like a... acknowledgement of I didn't use any racist terms. I try to keep it as PC as possible.
No, and again, normally I try to glance over these things, but I just had like a nom flashback to getting to work this morning.
Fucking Mexicans taking the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Way to take up.
You can't get in the parking lot. They're everywhere.
There's also the Asians that are going to like city bus. That's another bus. But
see you on Monday morning.
A lot of cameras in there. All right. Let's talk about God.
Awesome.
God came to an Alabama politician and delivered his divine word this week. No more saggy pants. That's all true. I hate this guy.
And after all those rappers thank that guy.
I'm trying to find his name. Here it is. Frank Goodman, councilman in Dadeville, Alabama.
Jew in Alabama?
Goodman.
Interesting.
I don't think
he got elected?
I don't think he's a Jew. I mean, Judeo-Christian God, sure.
Let me tell you, his job does not honor Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah.
But he recently proposed...
Get your ass to work, Jew.
He recently proposed an ordinance banning saggy pants. His quote, I prayed and asked God to show me what I should do and the way I should go about it. And that ended up being Ben Saggy Pants.
That dude is tripping.
Like, that dude is on something.
Clowns are devastated.
It's my livelihood.
Like, what is wait, what is God's grand plan here? Like,
this is clown hate.
God's up there like, look, I lost the thing with the gaze. At least get everyone to pull up their pants. I'm struggling here.
The fuck out of here, bozo.
You can't honk horns or fit in the little car with tight pants.
He pulled the guy over and they all ran out. 50 of them, I swear.
Running in all different directions.
Fucking Yakety Sax was playing. It was awful. So, yeah, what does God not have other things to do?
Saggy pants.
And at this point, can we all dismiss the notion of God?
I'm a little upset that the state that he works for wasn't like, God said to Ben, saggy pants? All right, clearly put this guy in the loony bin.
I don't know, it's kind of like code word. It's like, ban black people.
Well, I should say this is not like a gender specific
ruling. I'd
almost
rather him have just said that in the back.
But yeah, it's code word. It's like, and everyone's like, yeah!
God said, get him. This is not just for men either. They also want to ban women who wear ride up shorts.
I was going to ask them about short shorts.
Show a little bottom cheek.
But God said that too? God was very specific here.
No, I think this is humanity taking this to the extra step.
What city is this so I can avoid it?
This is Alabama. Just go with Alabama.
Just the whole state.
We decided to avoid that like a week or two ago. So, fuck Alabama.
Yeah.
Remember the whole thing? Don't trust anything that ends in Bama. At all.
No.
What about starts in Allah?
Give me an example.
Allah Latin was a good movie.
Full of Muslims.
Yeah, I guess. Who knows? I thought they were Indian.
At one point, the Sultan says, "Praise Allah."
What glory is he?
All right, this is another.
I still make fun of Indians with Aladdin jokes. They're like, "We're not fucking Muslim." I was like, "Who cares?"
Throw rocks at the sitar,
bro. I saw you try to rip out Indiana Jones' heart, and I'm not looking back.
You Kali Ma worshiping bastards. All right, another non-story, but I did find this amusing because, again, this takes me back to a 7-Eleven. You know the Cadbury cream eggs?
Oh, this is for you, Brian.
They sell them now for Halloween. Cadbury scream eggs are a thing.
They're shaped like Vincent Price.
They're little Vincent Price faces. And you crack them open, he goes, "Good evening." You like that, don't you? You would, you beast.
I love these Cadbury Vincent Prices.
But they're actually just copies of the cream eggs, but the yolk of the goo?
Orange.
Green.
Why green? It's not Irish.
Ghoulish.
Ghostbusters?
Big Ghostbusters. I never was a big fan of the Cadbury eggs.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Well, this motherfucker counts the days.
Yeah.
Until it's Easter.
He's got an advent calendar.
Not a big one.
Little known fact, the last... candy Brad ate before he got raped was a Cadbury egg. Some guy in a Volkswagen gave him.
I'm also not a fan of Peeps.
Peeps?
You Nazi. It was Easter when he nabbed him.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Are you just taking baby steps against God?
Like, let me tell you another
start
thing.
Off with his candies and then.
Let me tell you another thing.
I'll get to his choice of hair.
Yeah. Jelly beans, devil poops.
I'm not a big fan of them either.
Of jelly beans?
Yeah.
Yeah, not me neither.
Of course.
Surprise, surprise.
I like Halloween.
I eat chocolate bunnies.
I'm just thinking about the Mitch Hedberg jelly beans joke. He's like, you ever see like a jelly bean jar and they're like, how many jelly beans are in the jelly bean jar? He's like, I don't know, but can I have some?
Yeah. Guess how many jelly beans in the jar? I don't know. Can't I just have a handful? All
right. What's up?
So bring this up, too, because, again, I was at the 7-Eleven the other day.
There's a lot of 7-Elevens.
And they have a I go to 7-Eleven.
We've been talking about 7-Eleven for like an hour.
This is all during the same trip.
I'm going to 7-Eleven after this.
They have a big...
It takes some epic Mordor trips to fucking 7-Eleven.
I'm at 7-Elevens often.
There's some advertising ability here, I think.
Seriously, 7-Eleven?
There's a DraftKings commercial every other commercial, so I think 7-Eleven should pay a little.
Mention us and get a free beef jerky. Just can't tell them about it. You gotta just walk out with it.
Let me just say, oh, thank heaven.
It's 7-Eleven.
But they had a big like tray, like a vat of these cream eggs, and it looked like this was late night. Some asshole had just walked up to him, was tired of waiting online, and single-handedly crushed every egg in the fucking thing. So it was just a big vat of green drippy goo.
He doesn't go to hate, man.
And I said to the guy, "You should probably do something about it." And he just looked at me and went.
He quit.
He went, no.
He asked if you wanted any Coke.
He just went, hey, no. Do you have any blow?
I just quit this bitch.
I worked at a 7-Eleven as a boy for one day, and I quit after some teenagers set my garbage pail on fire. True story. Moving on. Another story for Brian.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of buzz-killing ethicists out there.
Bees, you say?
Buzz killing who are saying that it is unethical to have sex with robots.
Fuck them.
I mean, how hot are the robots?
That's robot. What I'm saying. How obedient are those bitches?
They're saying that they believe the development of sex robots further objectifies women and children.
I mean, yeah.
And children?
Yeah. Well, you can build a...
No, I still say you can't do that. I mean, it's better than doing it, I guess.
Right. Wait, what?
If you build
a child sex bot for like a pedophile, isn't that, you're a little liberal, isn't that better than letting them go out there and fucking kids?
But what if the robots become self-aware?
Wait, just because I'm a liberal doesn't mean I don't believe it should be snitch?
Laws. Not snitching. But then isn't it just child molestation on a different level?
But he touched me. You're a robot. I'm not real.
I still like, feel pain.
I mean, gorgeous little tots.
I agree with you. We should have all the robots available. And when you choose the kid robot, we fucking arrest you. That's the way it should work.
I like that better.
Yes. I do too.
That's a red flag. Yeah.
Like, this motherfucker screwed up. He chose a robot kid. I mean, oh no.
All right, then, but do you cut the clergy a break and you just give them the little break?
Yeah, well, that might be a good way of getting rid of most of the church. I mean,
they can cut corners on that though, man. They can order like a little midget one. Kind of just make it like kid style, you know.
I want here's
to
what
catch
I want.
A predator an robot adult, style.
But a midget adult. Yeah. I want you to face like Bieber though.
Very boyish features, yes. If you can.
No pubes on this thing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Bald.
Please. Send him with a propeller hat, that'd be great.
I mean, eating a giant lollipop.
Overalls? Dress him like Chucky.
Yeah.
Dress him like Angus from AC/DC in that little schoolboy outfit.
Easy to undo snaps.
I'm hot for robot.
Cat loses his mind. I'm hot for robot.
All right, let's continue. It also, the development of sex robots and the ideas to support their production shows the immense horrors still present in the world of prostitution, which is built on the perceived inferiority of women and children, and therefore justifies their use as sex objects.
Can I? Where's this progress? Like, I know in China and shit they're doing this, but this is nowhere near happening in America. Yeah,
this is why
this is America.
This is why I cannot vote for Hillary. I keep hearing this nonsense. I can't get a sex bot. Well, objectifies women.
There's a company. I should also say there's a company called True Companion that's claiming that they're producing the world's first sex robot named Roxy.
You never want the first of anything.
Why is it Roxy? Is Roxy like a whore's name?
It's too hot.
Three X's in like, Roxy.
Oh,
whenever
oh
there's
God.
Something like this, there are accidents. You don't want to be the dude who gets his dick
wasn't
smashed
that,
by
that
the
was
prototype.
In something, wasn't it?
The dick will get smashed.
I didn't even
the first few of them.
Definitely. I didn't even buy a first generation iPhone. So yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, but think about. Never mind. I was thinking
everything.
About the lawsuit.
Even shit that should be easy, like a new game console, the first like. 1,000 of them are just completely fucked.
True.
Yeah, but if
you don't want a red
well, this robot.
And this robot is infinitely more complex, I'm guessing.
Right? And infinitely more going to get fucked.
Yeah.
So.
And you're putting your dick in it.
Yeah.
At this point, it's going to be more like a rape. You really got to, like, you know, put all your into it.
God, I wish they wouldn't scream.
Oh, no. You got to treat it like it's closing down with the bar, man. It's like a robot. Who cares?
Oh, well, I'm all about it.
They could be the first one off the line.
Brian,
first of all, isn't this less objectifying of women? Because, yeah, I agree with that. Like, you're not banging doors. Like, you're banging robots.
Yeah, robots. It's the future.
Ladybots.
Yeah.
Well, Brian, let me ask you this.
You're objectifying robots.
Girls don't want this because every N1 ever would cancel.
Yeah, I can tell you, there would be.
Yeah, I got a sex bomb, bitch. Shut up.
There would be.
Yeah.
A... yeah.
I got a sex bot in that closet right there. If you don't shut up, I'm fucking that tonight.
Yeah, I'm not taking you to that Nicholas Sparks movie.
Your words are limited to yes.
We're not going Dutch? Fuck you.
What you paying?
Lou took the money angle.
My sex box is going to get it tonight.
His sex box, he's getting all hot. It's like, you got dinner at Applebee's? You're going to get yours tonight. Mm.
I'm going to set it to... not consent mode.
Ooh! See? This is what they're talking about, Lou.
I don't want to ever...
that's just in spite,
you're
though.
An idiot.
It's role play.
Why would you ever... That's the turn of the robots. You don't ever set it to doesn't want it mode. Then it becomes self-aware, and it's like, no, you can't do this. I'm a living thing, blah, blah, blah. And then we all go. Because you couldn't handle your sex
life. Yes, this is what Steve.
I got mine set to blow job after work.
Yes.
This is what they all warned us of, was the AI will come after us when we set it to no.
You don't give it, like, a good brain.
It's a robot. It'll overpower you.
Yes.
It's like fucking a Terminator.
Yeah, it's going to break. It's going to compound fracture your wrist.
Show it the respect it deserves.
Beat you to death with your hand.
Yeah, wait. Well, why don't we do that then for the women? Why don't we program a sex bot that if you treat it poorly, it smacks you or some shit, and it teaches men to not be chauvinistic assholes.
Well, at that point, you may as well just date a woman.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not saying it gives you attitude, but if you just try to treat it like shit.
I know you're new to this whole dating thing, but that's called dating a woman.
Yeah.
Well, you wanted this set to, like, just vacuum mode, you know?
To circumvent all that bullshit.
Wait, it's not set to blow?
I said it
sucked. No, I said that shit sucked.
Suck. There it is. Damn it.
You go to a movie by yourself, you know, action movie, then come home and knock around your doll for a little bit.
If that was said by James Earl Jones, that'd be the ad right there.
Yeah.
Or, no, who's that? Who's that, that sexy motherfucker from Return of the Jedi? What's that, Colt 45, dude?
Fucking Lando Calrissian himself?
Lando said that silky
Billy
voice.
Billy D. Williams?
Billy D. voice.
Here's a price. $7,000.
That's not that bad.
That's doable.
Brian, how much do you pay for the mannequin?
Psh. I'm like, I think, 2% it's worth, to my fuck doll.
If fucking KZ showed up and just blew you, I think you'd be down with that.
I'm pretty sure these things can't blow you. I'm throwing it out there.
If it was good at it, I wouldn't mind.
Just saying, spend the extra scratch.
You know what? That's pretty reasonable for a robot, I think, right?
Yeah.
Any robot. Like, that's fuck. Pretty...
Kat says an inanimate robot that's cost him $600, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean...
No, this thing was $600.
No, that fucking one.
Like... Oh, you Crow T robot? And Peter and Tom Servo?
His mouth is ajar.
With a visible string.
I mean, that motherfucker's got ping pong's for eyes. Like...
How much does this thing talk to you, though? Does it talk to you at all, or is it just...
Oh, it doesn't say.
It's a fucking Teddy Ruxpin.
You flip a cassette tape.
I don't know, man. Everybody wants their own Teddy Ruxpin.
Like, what's the amount of AI on this thing, man? Like,
well, apparently the idea is the AI is going to be pretty high if it's become an ethical argument.
Well, the ethical argument is just, like, you're sticking your dick in a robot that's a woman. Like, I think...
I guess... But they mentioned the term self-aware a couple times.
There's no way it's self-aware.
Oh, I think it's a what-if scenario.
Not for $7,000.
Yeah. I want that thing dumb as a stump.
If it's self-aware, I'm scared. Skynet's coming. Like, I mean,
Skynet's already coming. You see that new Terminator? It's on Facebook. I hate that fucking movie. All right, let's move on. Mm-hmm. Elton John got punked.
Oh, that was recent?
By the Russians.
The Putin thing?
You know it?
Oh, wow. I heard about that the other day. I thought it was old. I didn't realize it was new.
Well, this was in the news this week, so I'm assuming it's...
Yeah, you're probably right.
Elton John came down on the Russian government for their anti-LGBT statements and policies. And in response, he got a phone call from President Vladimir Putin.
Was it like a one word like fag click?
While he was on a horse.
Then he just heard the sounds of an AK-47 firing off. Homo.
Would you like him more if that was what he really
No.
I think I would. I'd be on board.
I would respect him, but I don't agree with his viewpoints.
Yeah. I'd move to Russia if he did that for me.
You love Putin too much.
He didn't really do that.
No, he didn't. Turns out these were two well-known Russian pranksters who led on Elton John through a series of conversations and promises.
How dumb are you as Elton John in this? Like...
Very nice to speak with you. Well, gay is okay with me.
Well, how smart do you think this guy is?
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you like, one of the small stances that Russia holds is like they're extremely anti-gay.
Oh yeah, they hate.
Right. Them. So like, you think Vladimir Putin's calling you gay Elton John and talking to you about how bad he feels for the way he's treating gay people? Like, I don't know,
Mother Russia, man bang woman.
Yeah, but I mean, like, this is so. They did it so straight, like...
They did it very straight-laced, and he really...
It's actually a pun.
In a way, I see what you did
there. It was two, like, radio broadcasters, right, or something like that, like two...
Yeah, they're well-known pranksters. Let me find their names here. They're,
Cossack and Vlad.
They actually have dumb names.
I'm pretty sure one of them...
Were they both... Vlad. Did they both get discovered with heart attacks recently?
Their names were Volven and Lexus.
Lexus.
I wasn't that far off. Right.
No, you weren't.
I was right there.
But he bought it. He bought it. And they had to come forward, say it was them. And even the Kremlin was like, not nice. That's a quote.
Apparently Putin called Elton John after that, I heard. I don't know if it's true.
Like, bag.
Dude, my bad. Homo.
He's homo, Cliff.
God damn it.
I mean, that's a knight, right?
Who?
Elton John? Isn't he sir or whatever?
Yeah, like, but if you're like practically famous in England, you get the sir at this point.
Pretty much if you do something in America, you get sir in England.
David Beckham kicked the ball and they were like, this guy's a knight.
This knight and everybody knows.
This guy kicks the shit out of that ball.
That guy's Magneto.
Get him a steam.
Give him a knighthood.
Yeah.
I think it's funny how just these are the most famous pranksters in all of Russia. If you listen to the call... It is so boring. It's just like, we would like to talk to you about LGBT and just, oh, it's a pleasure. And just like, Jesus Christ, this is the amazing pranksters.
Because Russians, you know, they're known for their senses of humor. They're like the Germans.
Yeah.
Just the funniest people on the planet.
We don't like to talk about it.
Yeah.
You picture two countries that are known for their just slapdash humor. It's fucking Russia. Right, next story. I'm not sure why Lou sent me this one. Lou, enlighten us.
Yeah.
He sent me a video of a little kid pooping in a supermarket.
Yeah. The kid just walked out nonchalant, gave a Lou a shake, and legit...
I was wondering if there was more to this story, but yeah, a kid pooped in a supermarket.
I don't care if I worked there for 30 years. I'm the janitor. I'm like, you clean that shit up. I'm out of here. Fuck you.
You rub his face in it like a dog to show him what he did wrong.
And don't get back here and clean out your fire. It's like, I'm gone. I'm taking the Star magazine, too.
That's the end of that story.
Sick, man. Yeah.
So we're going to move on to the final one. Internet does not want to cooperate, so I'm going to go off memory here. And there were some farmers, and they do a corn maze every year. And this year's theme, Taylor Swift. And they built a giant Taylor Swift face in the corn.
Sex.
My question, creative farmers? Or pop culture fan aliens.
Is this like an M. Night Shyamalan movie?
This is the twist at the end of Signs 2.
Yeah.
I want to find her
mouth. Like, we want to take over Earth, but we're just going to shake it off.
I want to find her mouth, bro.
She's holding a microphone to it. It's a little phallic.
Yeah, the picture is just two crop circles away from being...
I mean, but in theory, I mean, who actually sees what it's shaped like? I mean, that's pretty stupid. Like,
people in helicopters.
But I mean, like...
A lot of work went into this dumb
shit. Yes, and how do they, like, proof check that? Like, were they constantly taking aerial photos of, like...
They take their word. Like, yeah, we're not... I spend resources. Fuck it.
It's Taylor. Yeah. It's Taylor Swift. Doesn't look like her. It's Miley Cyrus. Whatever. Same shit.
You get the little Xerox map.
Do Did
oh, like you know like, quite, the, like how, oh, it's Miley Cyrus's face. Oh no, what's the other bitch? Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift's face. Oh, nice.
How long till Taylor sues them for copyright infringement?
Oh no, this is apparently a sign that she made it.
Oh, okay.
That's what they're saying. They're okay. Like, well, you're not anybody until you've had your face engraved into a cup field.
Women were selling her cups with her quotes on like Etsy.
What the hell?
And it was like
quotes?
It was like a Taylor Swift quote, like "Shake it off" on a cup, and she sued him.
She sucks.
She does.
She fucking sucks.
Actually, she donated money to New York City, though. I don't know.
Because she made a bad song about it?
No, she actually donated money towards after-school like choir programs.
I'm talking musically.
Very specific.
Yeah, she was specific.
That's awful. That's the best we got as far as like pop musicians.
I mean, she sucks, but at least she's better than most of those assholes.
They're all assholes. I fucking hate music nowadays.
I just want some American pranksters to go make some balls. Hairy balls right by the microphone.
That would be amazing if instead of being Taylor Swift, it was just hairy balls.
No.
And they finally took an aerial picture.
Hairy
balls.
It's like, I can't pull up the picture right now, yeah. But it's Taylor Swift holding a microphone to her face.
Mouth open.
If you
looks
were to
like
take
a dick.
Two circles and just put them at the end of the microphone,
yeah.
You'd have a whole different corn maze. One word.
Probably more popular one, too.
Maybe to the side, you add a little bit of that blue corn. It's a big old... big old layer of blue corn right in her face.
Yeah.
This is a call to action, American pranksters.
Right. Exactly.
It's like, she's working that yellow corn, all right, but that blue corn, whoa. All right.
I know we blew through that really quick, but it's fucking late.
It's like almost an hour.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
wow,
45
that
minutes.
Flew by.
46 minutes.
The same. We're recording this. Like, this is Painted Black After Dark. This is 1 a.m. here. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a break.
Or not.
We're going to take a break. And we're going to come back with some balderdash.
All right, nice.
Hey, guys. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys and enjoy the rest of the show.
Mischief. Mayhem.
Favorite position.
Anal. Here's a money shot from the Force.
Thanks for adding to the show, guys. It goes great.
I love when the show gets derailed and there's awkward silence. That's the best part.
Expect the impossible.
I thought we'd defend incest. They're ugly and no one else wants to fuck them, so why not let their brother fuck them?
See, I don't recommend getting hookers from the dollar store because they don't really have teeth anymore.
Even better.
One obsessed host.
This, in my opinion, is just once. It's once a week for an hour and a half, and you just sit down and just fucking not be ADD for 2 seconds.
A star.
Luke, is it a wicked inch, though?
Is that a way? I mean, you put 300 pounds behind a thumbtack, you're still going to do some fucking damage.
A pothead.
I like to smoke pot.
And a guy that asks too many fucking questions.
If you guys just answer the questions, then it's not a big deal. It's all, just answer the question.
Or you could just shut up.
Or you could just answer the question.
Only Sin City itself could bring you a show that tips the scale of our PC pussy world the other direction. Bold and belligerent. Listen on iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever else you listen to shit.
All right, we're back. You guys ready for balderdash?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hashtag Louis A. killed it.
Hey, everybody, it's your best friend, Louis Armstrong, back from the dead. Zip, 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 we gotta play this game. It's called balderdash, and you better answer quick. Stop, stop, zip, instead of balderdash.
And that's Louis A. Hashtag, what was it?
Louis A. killed it.
One Twitter user did that, and that was Lou himself.
Twice. No, it was...
Must not have been about that promo.
No, it's Lauren at Bold and Belligerent.
No one knew how to spell Louis. That was why.
All right. Well, let's play some Baldur Dash. We got two first timers.
Virgins, if you will.
On the show today who are not familiar with the game. So I'm going to read out some categories, and you just give the most humorous answers. We'll go through them one at a time. Last week was a three-way tie. So I choose who goes first. I'm going to say we go Brian, and we go counterclockwise. So, Brian, you define our first word, and that word is... This can't be right, but I'm going to read it the way I'm seeing it.
That's the word.
Penis terophily.
It's a big old dick festival on Fire Island, man.
Penis terophily. Well known.
It's Labor Day weekend. It's the last chance to get that out. Fire Island on Penisonopoly.
Close enough.
They reenact 300, not because it was a great war, because of all that bod.
Not bad. Okay. Justin, you've been to Penis Terophily.
No way. Yeah. He's not nearly as fit enough.
It's the cancerous venom that cat shoots from his dick.
Damn.
The degenerative acid. That your dick
it's got
suits,
an oppie. Right? It's straight Italian cum. It's like it's got the affy.
After the first way you describe that picture, is dick popping out, and then it opens up, and another smaller dick comes out like a xenomorph.
See, yo, that's why the Italians are so much more masculine than the Jews. Our cum is straight venom, apparently. Well, they got the wimpy.
Well, I did say cancerous.
Just kind of flows out, you know. Doesn't really.
All I know is that I got a letter in the mail, and I was being served by some Jew guys come. I was like, what?
Was it penis traveling?
Our touche Jewish come. I'll see you in court.
Lou, right. Penis Tarofoli.
There's a small sect of Greeks who are cannibals. And if you have a gyro made with dick meat, you have a penis Tarofoli.
Wow. That just made me uncomfortable.
You better hope you don't get a dick that's hairy.
It's like spanakopita. Dick related.
It's probably a pretty lean piece of...
Gyro meat is delicious.
Did you just comment on the quality of the meat of the gyro?
They slow cook it, so it just falls off.
He's like lamb.
I had the combo last week. That's a new addition to the combo.
Would you like lamb, beef, or dick?
Different kind of yogurt sauce.
What kind of dick are you talking about? Like animal dick or maybe a better stuff?
Yeah. All right, Brad, to you. Penis terophily.
Okay, so that's when you wake up in the morning and you're super hard, right? And then you like go face down and you're just mushing your hard dick. Just straight crushing it.
Going by the reactions of the room, that is the point for this round. Just angrily mashing your morning wood into a pillow. In reality, Penis Roughly is the raising and training of pigeons.
No, guy, it was the fucking festival I told you about.
Justin, you start the next round.
Uh-oh.
Who is this person? What are they known for? Karush Bakhtar. You can take a second.
Afghan Kush.
You can take a second. It's fine. You got a pass. You can pass. You get one pass.
Curry.
What about it?
The spiciness of it.
His fucking love of curry. What do you want from me?
He's a curry enthusiast.
Yoga flame.
Aren't they all?
Oh, I see. One of them.
Ooble gobble one of them.
I was hoping one word summing up fucking an Indian would work, but I guess it didn't.
We've been playing the game too long, so. Lou?
Yeah.
Karush Bakhtar.
All right, Karush Bakhtar. He's the dude who commissioned the countdown timer on Ahmed's clock.
Oh, keeping it current events.
Yeah.
Oh,
shit. Yeah.
He's no bum. Right. He's clock, wink, wink.
Exactly. They're devious that way. They only commission different components separately.
Does everyone get the reference?
The guy that just brought the clock. Brought the clock.
Oh, yeah, that bomb clock thing.
Exactly. He got it.
All right, Brad, to you.
That kid's a little shyster.
Who is Karush Bakhtar?
Karush Bakhtar. I don't know if I can follow Lose right now. That was really good, man.
Thank you.
You can always pass if you want.
You want to take a pass?
I could probably take a pass.
Here. We'll come back to you. So keep thinking. But Brian.
Damn it. Wasted my pass.
Karush Bakhtar.
Nerds will like this. It's that guy who sold goulash to Homer in New York City. Or gogolash.
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 God damn it. God damn it, that speaks to me.
Mountain Dew or crab juice? Ooh, I'll take the fucking crab juice.
It's calculus. I'll take a bowl. No bowl, only stick.
Stick.
That brings it full circle. That was a Twin Towers episode.
Yes, it was.
I don't
know. Ooh.
Never forget.
No, bathroom broken. Go to the next tower.
Yeah. He was smoking a butt like... 3-day weekend, bro. my
favorite line in that is when he calls the number for the ticket. It's like, you will be charged a small, large fine. You will meet Officer Steve Grabowski.
Little known fact, when he said that whole part laughed, and he's like, I should get into comedy. And that's why he went out to LA.
I got it.
That's a thinker. Mm-hmm. I like it.
And he changed his name too.
Kevin from the league.
That's what I'm talking about. D-list celebrity. Nobody even fucking knows this guy's name. Why are we going after him?
I saw him once in a Buffalo Wild Wings commercial, and I was like, stop it. That guy's beyond this, right?
Steve Renazzisi. Brad, back to you. Anything for Karush?
Yeah, I got one. All right. So we'll keep it with 9/11. Karush.
It was one of the 19.
He was the first guy after. He was the first guy on 9/12 to fly on plane. Oh, just super nervous.
Brad, you didn't even have to finish that. You finished it really well.
Like Rain Man, at this bro.
Any objections of Brad getting
that? No, that's a fucking good one, man. It's like super nervous, like sketchy, man. There are fighter jets everywhere.
Yo, but he really needs to make this business meeting. Like, he cannot. He needs to get there.
Like, those, yo, man, these F-18s are like, get the fuck on the ground. And he's like, oh, man, I gotta get this thing.
But the merger. The merger.
Bro, they are sweating me to fucking land this bitch right now.
Damn. In reality, he was a man.
Oh. That was the funniest thing about 9/11 ever.
9/12. Nothing's funny about 9/11.
Karush Bakhtar was a man who escaped from a New York City jail by climbing out a window and lowering himself down the building using dental floss.
Wow, that
dude. Like Thumbelina?
True story.
3% body fat.
Got a small individual who gets away with dental floss.
Fucking Tom Thumb, I don't know.
That's that Oral-B glide shit right there.
Ant-Man escaped, the dental floss was out, that was his route.
To him, that was high tensile rope. Now the thinker question. Lou, you're going to start this one. Everyone break out your pens and pencils that you all grabbed. What do the initials COA stand for? COA.
All right. when your cock is overly aroused, you're beyond full torque. That shit's ready to pop.
That's how you like. See, fucking using Brad's example, you punch right through your bed.
You'll kill a bitch. That's when you took like fucking 5 of the blue pills.
You split her right in half.
You're going to have to see a doctor after that shit.
So what is it?
Cocks overly aroused.
Cocks overly aroused.
Yeah.
Damn it, that like destroys most
you're
of my
starting
letters.
To get...
I know, you see that C, you're like, cock. Yeah. What else do I got? Ass, A?
I had cocks on.
You're starting to get lightheaded. Like, whew, too much blood flow down there.
Bread, COA.
Currently on Ambien.
Oh my god.
The way he said it! It doesn't even need follow up! You're an idiot savant!
Damn. Follow that shit, man.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm glad I went first.
It's how I like to finish cream on ass.
Alright, I'm almost there with those letters, but.
I feel like yours and Lou's answers are tied. Like, tied together.
I tell
you like,
you
have his COA, then you COA.
Tell you the truth, man, I don't remember your answer.
Cock's overly aroused.
Yeah. Oh.
Then you come on ass. Mm-hmm. You just
come up
in
the middle.
Mine's going to be similar.
Cock's okay, in ready? Ass is the middle part of that.
Okay, it's a strategy. It's cuddle, then get on the offense.
Where's the G at?
There's no G.
He's describing. Cuddle, oh, offense.
Cuddle, it's cuddle, oh, then get on the offense.
It's like the
offense.
Dennis method.
Then you get anal.
Oh!
Like you're
it's a system. It's a fucking system.
Are we talking about the J booty method?
I mean, it could yeah. be.
I heard that's a little wimpy.
There's no kissing in between.
The cuddling isn't wimpy.
So you cuddle them. You lull them into a false sense of
exactly.
Security, then you get pissed off.
It's like on the boat. What are they going to do? Is the implication.
Jesus.
Better spread those legs with it.
Cuddle, false sense of security, then you go on the offense, then you get the anal. There it is.
What about that anal?
Damn.
Okay.
That was like great.
Why
come on, it's better than curry. It's better than curry.
Look, I'm gonna be honest. That is a kind of a what am I trying to say? That's a direction I haven't heard before, is like the COA method. I like that.
What was it?
Currently on Ambien.
Yeah, it crushes it.
It's pretty fucking good, though. I'm torn.
No, I like.
I like the currently on Ambien.
Yeah, we're
good.
Oh, God, we're good. Brad's running away with this too easy.
Thank you.
But that's all gonna end now because you start the round. You're
I mean,
in the hot seat.
He got like the three bursts. Like,
yeah.
Mean.
Well, now you're in the hot seat. You got to answer on the fly.
All right, what do we got?
And that is movie title. What is this movie about? Fly by Night. I'll give you a second to think, because COA is the Car Wash Operators Association.
Huh.
Now.
We're very interesting people.
What is Fly by Night about?
All right, so Fly by Night. We got a red eye guy. He's a pilot. And he flies into a lot of different states.
You're failing this one right now.
Let him finish. Let the man finish.
There was more than five words.
Wait, should it not be that long?
No, you can.
No, go as long
yeah.
as you want.
As long as you want. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, Fly by Night. That's the name of the title?
That's the name of the movie. What's it about?
Oh, okay. So he flies around and he just flies at night and not during the day.
I gotta admit, if you watch Brad tell that, it's way funny. It's so matter of fact. Brian, Fly by Night.
Fly by Night is it's a documentary movie about Scorsese and the Rolling Stones, and they were hanging out one night, and they were basically doing a lot of cocaine, and it just seemed to go by very fast.
It was literally a fly by night. Coke's a long night, my friend. Just so you know.
You're not doing it right, man. Those guys. You got a lot done.
You end up very weary at the end of those.
I mean, he wrote Goodfellas. They were talking about, you know, all their songs.
All right.
Justin?
Fly by Night is actually titled The Gremlins 3. And it has to do with how you can't see black people after midnight.
I'm failing to see the connection.
You're
yeah,
black
by.
Gremlins.
You're flying
froze.
By. Wait, you're flying by night. You're going right by them. night equals black people. You're just going right by that.
Wait, no.
This is like a racist Rorschach test.
No. I think he made a great point. We don't want to see remakes of our childhood movies that we loved. We want to see black remakes of the childhood movies that we love, man. Can you imagine Black Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Like Black Annie.
Yeah, man.
Blanny.
If I had erased the Gremlins 3 point, which I just want to say after midnight.
Black Gremlins? It's like...
Where's the don't feed them chicken after midnight joke?
It's like, nigga, give me my chicken. You only don't keep your chicken away from your...
Man,
Mogwai?
Mogwai was my slave name.
Okay. Admittedly... No. That would have been awesome.
It's like, yo, Jamal, break me a piece of that watermelon.
You can. It's after midnight.
I didn't think these things talked.
But in this context, that's the most racist thing you've ever said. Lou, up to you.
Talking that jibba jabba.
Fly by Night.
All right. Fly by Night is the next sequel in Back to the Future. So this one's about Marty used to take the DeLorean out without Doc's knowledge.
Now he's got the shakes.
I'm sorry, that's McFly by Night.
Exactly. Marty McFly by Night. And so he used this to go into the past and fuck the hottest bitches before they got famous and got their egos all the way through the roof.
Examples include?
You know, maybe he wants to fuck Carmen Electra, you know?
I was thinking Cleopatra.
No, I think this is a well fleshed out thing of what you would do if you had a DeLorean.
You got to use time travel.
Joan of Arc is waiting for it. I got to hit 88 miles per hour.
I'm not fucking no robot on rape.
You got to use time travel responsibly, man. Yeah.
You're going all willy nilly. You're going back in time and fucking people. That you couldn't fuck up the future more than that.
Yeah, that's definitely...
No, he's not getting them pregnant.
But that's the plot of the movie, I would imagine.
That alters their course, for sure.
He gets back to 1985, and everyone's related to Marty McFly.
All right, so he also leaves them enough money for an abortion with a note.
Oh. What about Cleopatra?
So does he just disappear?
It's just like there's a stack of money with a sticky pad on it that says flush it.
I don't want to know what that like hieroglyphic letter to Cleopatra looks like. It's like a bird.
It's a coat hanger inside of an envelope.
It's a baby and then a coat hanger and then a guy doing this and then... All right, I'm between Justin and Lou.
Black Gremlins is my vote.
Black Gremlins?
Yeah, definitely. I love Black Gremlins. I'd see that. Would you see Black Goonies too?
I would see Black Goonies.
You get Kevin Hart to play, you know.
All of them?
Sean Astin.
Is child sized.
No. They have a very different take on Chunk. Chunk is just Charlie Murphy. Straight up, right now, as is it's Charlie Murphy.
Terry Crews.
Do the truffle shuffle. Nah, motherfucker.
Better put my feet up on your couch.
Who's Sloth in this scenario?
Who's Sloth?
Damn, fucking Anthony Anderson.
I was trying to make Anthony Anderson laugh. Like,
oh, man. All right. It is for sure Sloth.
That actually cemented Justin the point. And Brian, we're back to you.
All right.
Law question. In Somalia, Africa, I see where this is going.
Oh, no. I already did the racist one.
It is illegal to carry old what? And while you think, Fly By Night is a story of three rappers who finally make it big and then decide they all hate being famous. Unwatchable. Somalia, illegal to carry old what?
Old tuxedo shoes to go with your old sweatpants.
Justin. Are they known for the sweatpants?
They got goofy gear going on. We just give them random clothes. Goofy gear. They got like flippers going with like what'd you get? Oh no, I got like goggles and some flippers. Like this is Africa. I can't be wearing this all day.
This is pretty much going to make no sense, but we're going to go with it anyway.
I got one goggle and a Total Recall t-shirt from the remake.
Old AIDS. They only accept new AIDS in Somalia.
Ooh.
What can't they hold? What is it?
Old AIDS.
In Somalia.
Or everyone's dead already with the old AIDS. Okay. Whatever you want to choose.
It's kind of a good point right there. Are there really old AIDS? In it's not like new money and old money. It's like new AIDS and had AIDS.
Dead AIDS.
Dead AIDS.
All right, Lou.
Yeah.
In Somalia, Africa, it is illegal to carry old what?
Mixtapes. Your shit has to be at least
fresh.
Turn of the century. Like.
Post 2000?
Yeah, 100%.
If you're holding on to like some Straight out of Compton, you're out of luck.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Get that shit out of here.
That was so 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Where's the Ja Rule?
So they're,
murder, baby,
Somalia.
They're far enough in the culture timeline please to think 50. That's like, to think that's old, but not far enough to know he's dead yet. They're going to learn like next year.
Have you heard this new 50 Cent? And Brad, in Somalia, Africa, it is illegal to carry old what?
Somalia, so... They're known for people being super skinny, right?
It's kind of their jam.
Yes.
Kind of their thing.
And it's legal to hold.
They actually don't have a government, so nothing's illegal, just in theory, right?
Realistically, it changes week to week.
The answer is not elections.
All right, so the leader of the militia won't let you
steal any blood diamonds.
Glorious General Krull will not let you carry old.
In Somalia?
Yes.
Oh, they won't not let you hold onto your baby for longer than 10 minutes because you need to always keep it on the ground. See?
Everyone quiet. Let's see where he's going.
Yeah.
Putter, man. It's putter.
It's a straight putter right now. I've almost checked out right now.
It's
man.
Like it was trying to get off the ground. Right. Yeah. They're like, no.
Point goes to Lou.
I mean, you had so many.
Wait,
pops.
What is the answer? I'm very curious because they definitely don't have a government.
It's illegal to carry old chewing gum stuck on the tip of your nose.
Yeah.
It's too tempting. Like, you got chewing gum.
See, I watched Brad come out of the gate very strong. 3 points. 1, 2, 3. Boom, boom, boom. Right in a row. Then I watched him pack 3 more bowls.
He's kind of coasting, though. He's like, he's got that big lead right now. It's like,
oh, yeah. He's in playoff mode right now.
He's like saving it for the series.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a marathon runner. I'm a sprinter. Let me get them out quick, and then I'll just kind of coast through the rest of it.
So. We're on the second card, so mm-hmm. This is the home stretch. Who started that? That was Brian?
Yeah.
So Justin.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You start the next card. What is, and I only know one way to pronounce this, which is going to lead to a lot of predictable answers, but what is a poke bag?
Okay. You know I'm going there, guys. It's when some creepo that can't afford a sex robot sticks his dick into a bag and that shit, and he blows it with air from the top of the bag. He has like the bag going down onto it, and it pops off on his dick.
What's in this bag?
Yeah.
Well, oh, air mostly.
It's like, he's just fucking a balloon?
He's trying to pop that shit on his dick.
Made some goofy ass hot air dick contraption. Man.
It's some weird fetish you're
revealing. I mean, he got some bag fucking issues. I don't know.
He's a bag fucker.
Yes, he's a bag fucker.
Old bag fucker.
He ain't putting that shit on and then getting in something. He's literally popping that shit on his own.
There's all sorts of problems with this. How do you put your dick into something? Does it like seal around
vacuum,
the cock?
It vacuum
to hold the
seals.
Air in?
It vacuum
it's
seals.
A vacuum
on his
seal.
Cock. And then it's got a straw on the top, and he's blowing into the straw on the top. So then he's simulating blowing at the same time. It's like putting pressure on the dick, and pop.
Is this one of your things?
Man, it is hard to rank answers after only hearing one, but I'm going to go with Justin number 5.
That was Justin with the balloon you fuck. Yeah.
What was the wording?
Lou, to you, poke a bag.
Okay. So if you grew up in the hood, not a lot of money, and you wanted to play Pokemon, you couldn't play the card game. So your mom would just give you an old sack, like a potato sack. You go find some squirrels. You try to catch them all. And then you just go fucking... You just go fight your friend with your best squirrel.
Your buddy runs up. He's like, I'm the new Pokemaster. I found a spider.
I'm pretty sure Michael Vick has got a word for that.
You can't fit a pit bull in a burlap sack.
And what people don't realize is that when you throw squirrels from bags of other squirrels into combat, they fight to the death.
It's a blood orgy.
They figured that's the leader fight. And, you know, they fight to the death.
Alpha.
They're like, use Rapid Claw. And they're just like,
yeah,
rah.
Yeah, wait, who's controlling them?
The Pokemaster, Lou. All right, Brad. What is a Pokebag?
Pokebag is when you put bad kids inside a bag. And you just sit there and poke them with your hard dick.
With your dick?
You just sit there and poke them. Teach him a lesson.
You kids?
Of humility.
Oh my God.
What is the lesson learned here?
Humility, he said.
Is it? Or like, this is a molestery vibe. Yeah. I'm getting all this.
John Doe from Seven crossed that out in his book. He's like, too fucked up.
There's no sin to describe.
Is there an eight?
Yeah.
Humility. No, that's not one of them. All right. It's gorgeous just... little tots.
Just waiting for you to be bad.
All right, finally, Brian, to you. What is a Pokebag?
A Pokebag is Pikachu's bitch mother-in-law.
I like it.
I mean...
My daughter's an angel. Pikachu's like, Pikachu, Pikachu. You know? Fucking Pokebag. The Pokebag is one of the few Pokemon that speaks in full English. It says every word, and it's fucking annoying.
It's when like Meowth.
And like in real life, when you're trying to talk to your mother-in-law, you're pretty much saying only one word to her, and that's your name. While she spits orders at you.
I like where you're going. Lou ran away with that one, though.
I'm fucking good with it.
With the bag of squirrels.
Well, yeah. Fucking squirrel death is awesome, yeah. I'd watch that every day.
All right, Lou.
Yeah.
You're up. Who is Shalmet? Oh, I'm reading the wrong card.
Yeah, I was going to say we had that last week.
That was the example card I was using. Put that away. Who is Theo Van Cannell? And a Pokebag is a bird, also called the bottle tit.
Wait, what?
It's a bird, Justin. Also known as the bottle tick, bottle tit.
Tit?
Tit. It's in boob.
Sexy
bird. It's also known as a Pokebag.
Yeah. It's a fucking sexy bird.
It's a fuckable bird.
It's a fucking sexy bird.
So wait, Theo Van what?
Theo Van Cannell.
Cannell?
Cannell. Cannell? I don't know.
All right.
What am I, a linguist?
All right. Theo Van Cannell was the
getting your black
original.
Mode. All
right. Yeah, he was the original knockoff spokesperson they had for Colt 45. Because they couldn't
hold
quite...
your tongue, Lou. It's my boys.
Until they could... afford like a celebrity. They
before
had
they
Theo.
Could get Billy Dee Williams,
exactly.
They got Theo Van Cannell.
Like, sorry, Theo. Like,
hi, I'm Theo Van Cannell.
Right. That's it. He was just a chump. A chump with a deep voice.
Waka waka.
Yeah. Who drank shitty beer.
Take a Stella Artois.
Stella's good. I like Stella.
All right, so I like to leave Lou hanging for as long as possible because he ends up finding his gold like three lines down the road. All right, so that's Billy Dee Williams' predecessor.
Yeah.
Brad? Theo Van Cannell.
famous German soccer player, actually, goalie. Liked to stop the balls with his ass. The canal stopper was his
the
name.
Old booty stopper.
Yeah. Use his canal. Like his asshole.
Wow.
Brian, Theo Van Canal.
Theo Van Canal fought in World War II. He was there on D-Day, and he was very brave. He fought valiantly, but ended up losing his life defending that beach from those fucking invaders coming from England. He was a Nazi, sir.
I know. Trying to pretend I never saw Family Guy.
Oh, man. Biting 2 weeks in a row?
Well, no.
Wait, you say Kaz is copying the joke?
I've heard that joke on a TV series.
Ooh, scandalous.
Oh, I'm sorry. May I have your answer, Peter?
That's their go-to. Okay. It's their go-to.
We've never once heard an answer. All I'm saying.
Because I'm keeping track of the answers, sir. Justin, to you. Theo Van Canal.
He was the first pop star agent, and he created all of the music for Mozart, Van Beethoven. And
not a guy.
What's Beethoven?
You're talking Ludwig van Beethoven?
Ludwig van Beethoven. There it is.
Or Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
I don't know. Which one was blind?
None of them.
Deaf.
Beethoven.
Beethoven was deaf, right? So this guy created all the music for Beethoven, pretended like Beethoven made it so that people liked that shitty classical music. Because they're like, this dude's deaf, and he's making music.
Okay, there were so many factual errors in your answer.
No!
I don't know how I feel about it.
Who is that guy? Leonardo something?
Yeah. I got two of the names right, not the first.
Leonardo van Donatello?
You know, Wolfgang von Taylor Swift? I don't know. All right, forgot Lou's answer.
What did I say? Oh, it was the Billy D. Williams guy.
Billy D. Williams, that's the point. All right. Brad, you get the toughest one of all.
Perfect.
You look miles away. Ready? What do the initials AMGA stand for?
All right, can you give me a second to write it down?
That's AMGA.
All right. American man game.
You could take a minute if you want.
Oh, I was just trying to just spit it out quick.
I'm not rushing it. We can edit. Or you still have a pass.
Well, take a gargle first before you spit it out. Come on.
No, I don't like the taste, man. It's got to go right out. I'll pass if I can pass, yeah.
Yeah, Brian?
What was it again?
AMGA.
That's what the USA is all about, is American males getting ass.
USA! 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 No said, I think, right? Hmm.
I am a real American.
All right, Justin.
Take that patriot route.
AMGA.
I'm gonna pass.
You gotta take your pass. Talu, AMGA. This is the toughest round, I know.
Alright, so.
You should really dick Brad, just pass it.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, right.
Nah. Yeah, that would be kind of fucked up.
You know what I never said? That'll give you a second.
Yeah.
That Theo Van Canal was the inventor of the revolving door.
Truly a wonder.
Food for thought. What's your answer?
You have a slightly more interesting way to get into places.
Ineffective, but fun, I guess.
You can almost enter and leave at the same time. What a great invention.
All right.
Jesus.
The revolving door is dumb.
Stupid. It's like, throw them all away.
Like,
I always like a revolving door, though, man.
It's but yeah, because you get 3 seconds of wee.
It's a better option than just going through a regular door.
How? How is it better?
It's the spin factor, you know? You could take a looper if you like.
If we're just trying to make entering places fun, why not a trampoline?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
You got bop over a little wall? I like that. You land on some pillows? Let's get the trampoline door going.
Trampoline door, man.
I mean, compound fractures will increase, but it will be a fun way to enter places.
But we...
No handicap benches is Netflix.
They get a catapult.
Go around back.
Just launches a wheelchair. Like a trebuchet. Lou, you got something? AMGA?
All right. This is like a public service announcement where it's another mom gets assaulted. It's like, stop beating up on your women.
It's fucking dark.
Yeah. Is that like mad?
Yeah.
Like mothers against drunk driving?
That was sad.
That's students against drunk driving.
There's a bunch of
them. There's a lot of
ads. I thought we were talking about spousal abuse.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying it's one of those
groups.
Organizations.
It's like against beating the shit out of women.
Yeah.
Giving them shiners. Don't do it.
Those no shit charities.
Right. You know what's bad? Whooping the shit out of people. Join up.
The DKP charity, don't kill people.
Yeah. You know what, man? You said mad and sad. I never understood why it wasn't just people against drunk driving. Why it's
because pad sounds dumb.
Specifically mothers, though. And then students. Because
they're fucking mad.
And then fathers. Pretty sure there's got to be like a brother.
Bad.
Bad.
Yeah. My brother against drunk driving. A bad motherfucker.
You just came up with a charity, sir. Right. I want a t-shirt printed post-haste.
Exactly.
All right, Brad, we're back to you. AMGA?
That'd be the American Men's Getaway Ass Fest.
I'm interested.
It's sequel of my answer. It's a sequel of my answer, you dick.
Very exclusive club. Got to be invited.
To me, it sounds like the Caribbean cruise line, but just super gay.
Hosted by Ashley
it
Madison.
Sounds like that, it sounds like that first question we had with like the penis tortilla, whatever that was.
Oh, penis terophila or whatever it was?
Yeah. That's what you described, really.
No, one's fucking a pillow. The other one's a cruise liner.
Yes. Mm-hmm. One's real life and one's, you know.
One's a fantasy getaway.
It's like the Love Boat, man.
But gay.
Yeah. Gay-ass Love Boat.
The gay boat.
But there's a lot of love on that boat, though.
More love than usual. It's all dudes.
Their love is valid, sir.
A lot of extra goo.
It ain't nobody going to dinner. Eat separately.
All right, Justin.
It's the slogan of the anti-fat shaming women, and it's that anorexic models get AIDS.
Damn, son.
Mostly due to anemia, not the gays, not the.
Yeah, no, it's what they wish. It's their goal and ambition.
Like AIDS would make me caught it
like
so
a parasite.
Thin.
Like, yeah, we got AIDS.
They're like, you fat shaming us. I hope every anorexic model gets AIDS.
Mm. It's like a pox.
Justin was strong on that one. I like Brian's. I like Brad's.
Yeah, cut that shit out.
Sorry.
What the fuck are you doing?
My thing was falling. I need to get an anorexic model. Without AIDS.
Without AIDS?
Preferably.
What was your saying?
Hey,
what if it had AIDs?
It was the...
pretty sure I'd avoid it.
It was like that support group for
support.
Beating up women.
All right, so Luz, yours is...
Wait, time out. Okay, I asked everyone this question. How hot would a girl have to be to have a relationship with her if she had AIDS?
You know what's funny about that? That's like one of the questions on the website. It's like, would you date someone with AIDS? And
I mean, who would say, yes, I would date someone with AIDS?
Depends how hot that chick is. I don't know. Might suck. Yeah. I might take one for the team.
That's like, how hot is she and how suicidal are you?
It's like Pam in a prime.
That's Hep C. I can live with Hep C.
Well, that's the way she looks. That's the way she looks, I'm saying. Pam in a prime. I'm, like,
I'm just saying AIDS is a lot of pills.
Yeah. Imagine Johnson lived for like 30 years, man. Good.
They
He's rich.
He's got a lot more money than I do.
Yeah.
Speaking about this, I know this is getting true, but I was listening to Radio the Day, and they got these things called get set parties, where these like poor, you know, gay kids that get kicked out of their homes go to these parties with Molly and shit and
just
people
fuck.
With AIDS and fuck people with AIDS to get AIDS so that they get set. That's because the welfare, like the government, like supports like their medical bills, their housing, and all their like.
I know you're a wildly political man, up, Justin.
Right? I'm just saying.
But don't bring that dark shit here. You want to talk about anchor babies now?
Are we talking about who would like intentionally get AIDS and like? There's people out there.
I want to ask you a question, man. What do you bring to that kind of party? Like
some cookies? You bring a butthole, I guess.
Oh, yeah, like some cookies. Like, you know, you got to bring something. Like cookies?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe some, like, some of those tri-color ones?
Why not some moist towelettes or something?
More Molly.
I got the toilet paper.
So have a little bag of pills.
Just hopefully.
Pick at them if you want.
Hopefully you bring condoms, because, I mean.
No, you try to catch AIDS, bro. That's the last thing you want. Yeah.
I get that.
Lube?
You don't need it. Try to catch AIDS here.
I'm going to give Justin's fucked up answer a point. Brad started that one, so Brian, we're up to you.
I just went first last time.
Yeah.
I fucking absolutely did. I gave...
He went first. He passed. He went to you.
Yeah, he just went...
I have to go first again? You passed?
You can pass.
You can pass.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
This is a movie title. Mm-hmm. To the Last Man. Before you answer, AMGA, Australian Mushroom Growers Association.
Wait, what?
You want the movie title?
Oh, that's what it was. Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
What the initials
are. Right, To the Last Man.
Okay. To the Last Man.
All right, To the Last Man is a porno movie where this girl swallowed this guy's entire load.
I've seen a lot of those.
Every last bit.
Not a book.
No drips. No drips.
No drips. Okay, that's the hook.
To the Last Man, no drips. Cop it Friday.
I picked that more than secret. Like, To the Last Man, 2, no drips. Like, colon in the middle there.
All
right. Justin?
To the Last Man is a documentary on how every single male professional athlete ever in the history of man is more important than any female.
I thought you say in general.
No, ever. There is no woman.
Fucking Johnny United is better.
Yeah, like, no, like the worst male professional athlete is more important to the last man than any female professional athlete.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Damn.
It's like, oh,
I'm trying to find fault.
It's just a truism.
It's like, oh, man, the USA women's team won the World Cup. It's like, can you cook? Like, what? What's going on here?
I hate athletes, but I'm finding a hard time finding any fault in that logic.
Thank you, Pete. So,
Lou?
Yeah.
To the Last Man.
All right. This is an urban comedy, right? Starring, like, all 15 of the Wayans brothers. The Globetrotters get injured. And they've got a sub for them. And they're going to take on the best team in the country to the last man.
The Washington Generals?
Yeah.
Oh, right. That sounds plausible as fuck.
Except they show up and it's like, oh, we're all black and they're all white.
What,
they beat by 150.
They just school them right away. Yeah. Damon Jr. gets involved.
Yeah.
And they're happy and they're singing and they're colored.
Mm-hmm. Do, 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 do. High five. Brad?
Pops Williams is the coach.
Unity.
Unity.
Oh, man.
To the Last Man, Brad. To the Last Man.
To the Last Man is, I guess, a war story about two rival potato farmers.
Must have been a World War II, yeah. Like.
Just stop at nothing to stop each other's harvest for this. For the potato harvest.
What was this for?
I think he's stopped to the last man.
I think he's...
Well, the farmhands will get
to
in.
To the last man, paddywhacked. It's like my Irish movie.
I think that's the plot to the last potato man.
That's the sequel. Or the prequel.
To the last spud.
It ends like Godfather 1. All these other potatoes getting sliced.
One's chipped, one's mashed.
I like that.
We're creating a potato ball over here.
I'm sorry, Lou, again. Lou's running away with
First of all, who had the potato answer? Because that's
that was
the one.
Brad. That was Brad. I give Lou, I liked his Globetrotter answer.
Oh, Globetrotter answer's all right.
I figured you'd love it, man. Bunch of black people in a comedy.
A Wayans movie, Brian. Wayans, it was a Wayans movie.
No, they got to be redoing white suburb comedy.
And,
white suburb movies.
Well, what if Marlon is the white cheerleader for the team?
And then he's like, wait, I'm a Wayans brother. I'm going to join the team. No, I'm going to play Curly Joe.
You're picking the wrong movies, though. I don't want him to do that movie. I want him to do Monster Squad. Black Dracula, Blackula.
Blackula, Black Frankenstein.
The black thing from the sea.
Wait, the black thing from the Black Lagoon?
Black Mummy.
Wait, Frankenstein's already got weird colors. Why does he got to be Blackenstein?
Have you ever seen Black Frankenstein or Blackenstein?
No.
Great movies.
I've seen them both. Phenomenal.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. That's the movie I want to see.
All right, final question. Justin, law question. In Milan, Italy, it used to be a crime for a citizen to be seen in public without what? While you think, I'll give you the plot of To the Last Man. The story of two feuding families features a swimming scene.
It's the potato answer.
And Shirley Temple.
Dude, I knew it.
So everybody be seen in Milan, Italy without...
In Milan, Italy, it used to be a crime for a citizen to be seen in public without what? If they went out in public, what would they be arrested for if they didn't have this?
Okay, got it. Without a script to a Disney movie in hand until the movie Milan came out and took over for the name of their city and destroyed it completely as the worst atrocity to film ever. And Milan is now known as a Disney movie as opposed to a city in Italy.
Here's the problem with your answer.
Go for it.
As you were saying it, every word out of your mouth was overshadowed by Lou slapping his forehead and shaking his head.
I'm like, this guy has not seen Milan.
I have not. I've never seen it. I've never seen it.
Milan's a good movie. It's got Mushu, played by Eddie Murphy.
That's true.
Should have went with some fictionary dragon.
Probably would have been stronger, but Lou... In Milan, Italy, it used to be a crime for a citizen to be seen in public without what?
Without a striped shirt and a red neckerchief? Going down the canals?
Throw a baguette in there and we're talking.
Yeah, right.
A beret?
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Solid black slacks.
Maybe an accordion, like an old school
oh,
one.
Oh, you know he's... He's singing a jaunty tune about pepperonis or some shit.
Pepperoni? Not even French. Not even a French thing.
Oh my god.
Pepperoni!
I don't know.
Take your dog meat away from here! You're some... dago swine!
Some foreign shit. I don't know.
And Brad, in Milan, Italy. Used to be a crime for a citizen to be seen in public without what?
It's illegal to be not driving around in your IROC Z.
I like that.
I doubt it just said blow up.
Is that a French car? That sounds...
It's an American muscle car.
That sounds like not a French thing.
Italians love the IROCs.
I just...
talking about American Italians.
Okay.
Gold not Americans.
Gold chains.
Like Vito.
But appreciate at least it was something Italian.
Mm-hmm.
Brian? Milan, Italy. It used to be a crime for a citizen to be seen in public without...
being too sexy for their shirt. For your part, the way I'm disco dancing. I'm a model, you know what I mean. And I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. On the catwalk, yeah, I do my little turn on the catwalk.
I want to claim, although that was amazing, that that's like steroids. Like that was a fucking performance enhancer.
Definitely there. Performance enhancing. But guess what? He gets the point. Because in the long run, it means nothing because we already had our winner beforehand.
Brad Lowe.
Brian, that was your point. Congrats. That was awesome. Yes. In second place, we had Justin. 2 points.
Oh, damn.
Brad. 3. Came out strong with 3. Then you smoked yourself into a stupor and let Lou win with 4. Woo! Lou wins tonight's Balderdash game.
Woo! You so who's going next week, there, bud?
Oh, man. I guess I'm just going to wait and see.
Yeah.
Whoever pisses me off the most up until that point.
There you go. That's the way to play the game.
Yeah.
All right, man. So
let's, what do you say, we call it a night?
Yeah.
Yeah, do a little plugs.
So, as usual, Twitter, PFB Comics. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on all the social media bullshits. Comic-Con, New York City, Jacob Javits Center.
Booth 583.
Come see us. We got shot glasses, motherfuckers.
Yeah, we just got the shot glasses in today, man. They're fucking cool.
They look awesome. They're like shotgun shells
with our logo on them.
First person to come up and say, Painted Black sends its regards, gets a free one.
Or is too sexy for their shirt, so sexy it hurts.
Or maybe,
you do that, I'll give a shot glass to you.
Yeah.
And maybe a hug.
Something like, gorgeous little tots.
Just like say something from the show. Yeah. You get a free shot glass.
Mm-hmm.
Just let us know you're out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry there, bud. Your mic's whooping out on you, bro. I'm sorry, bro.
I know what the answer to this is, but Justin, do you got any plugs? Anything you want to promote? You out there? You
doing anything? It's not a wimpy dick!
Brad, you? Anything?
I have
fuck
nothing.
You, Melissa!
I just want to establish... Eli Manning is like the complete retard. That's all I gotta say. I mean, I just want to plug that. I mean,
what?
Cats, he is the dumbest individual in all sports.
Are you like, trying to diss me?
The guy is a mouth breather. Like,
oh, man.
I enjoy his DirecTV commercial.
I mean, I don't know
what
how
Eli ever do to you, you wimpy dick motherfucker.
I have no idea how that guy walks around like
with a strong dick.
It seems like a difficult task for him.
Bro, when he bangs his wife, he's banging his wife with 2 rings.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to take that opportunity to defend the wimpy dick allegations.
Yeah.
But you were like, nah, there's no chance.
I mean, this nigga,
though.
Attack the football player.
Forget about me. This motherfucker.
Those allegations are sticking. I don't know.
True statements. I don't know. Dave, what to
say. Yeah, wimpy dick, apparently.
Yeah.
Wimpy dick. I don't know.
I'm going to have to get this soundbite, the horns. You know, oh, I muted it.
What
get
was
those
that?
Like, bam, 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 but do it so like it's bam, bam, bam.
Justin's
going
to get that.
Horns are going flaccid.
Are you saying that's his libido?
Dude, Herm's going to go home and give
the wimpy horns.
Give his bed that Brad treatment he was talking about. You have the wimpy dick now, Ben!
Apparently he's lose his erection mid-pillow fucking, though.
You win this time, pillow.
Treat that bed dirty, man.
All right.
Bro, you spit in your bed's holes before you fuck it.
Yo, my bed is nice and lubed up at the beginning. I don't know what you're talking about.
To all the guys, there's something sexy about spitting, though. Right?
My bed is ready to go.
I'm just saying, like, a girl spits on you.
That's pretty sexy.
Yeah, it's sexy, man.
Yeah, I'm a fan of that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. On that note, thank you again, Justin and Brad, and for myself and Brian and Lou, close the door behind you. No money, no whip, okay.
face growing up, I never had shit. Had a heart, got a slit, might as well rip it out. Got a dream, I ain't giving out, that's what it's all about. All these fucking people tell me who I gotta be. Oh fuck you, motherfucker, you're my enemy. All I need is 5 minutes to remember me. Gonna come into a murder scene, cause all you do is breathe. It's J6 and this bitch, don't remind me that I'll never be shit. You'll dig your own ditch.
They only know who I am. No, 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 no.